This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Well, if you haven't had much luck with growing tomatoes in your home garden this summer, you may still have a chance to get some picture-perfect tomatoes from the Louisiana Ag Center's Red River Research Station in South Bossier City. Since 1996, the facility has been growing greenhouse tomatoes as a research project to help commercial growers and home gardeners learn about best practices for growing super huge tomatoes in a controlled environment.
I do research on varieties. I have 1,800 plants, 3 greenhouses. I do research on new perlite versus...
That's Carrie Lott. She's been a research supervisor at the Red River Research Station for 25 years. As she showed me around the greenhouse operation, she quickly explains the misconception that they grow hydroponic tomatoes.
Yes, I'm not considered hydroponic because I grow in a 3-inch growing pot with soil mix in perlite, as my bags are full filled with perlite, which would be hydroponic if I didn't use the soil.
And it's hard to believe that what is growing out of a very small pot embedded in the perlite material, which retains water, can produce such a huge plant. In fact, as we looked around the greenhouse, you see plants that are 6 feet tall or even larger. And these 3 greenhouses, well, they put out a lot of tomatoes.
From seed to bearing fruit, and the spring crop is usually 4 months, and in the summer crop is about 90 days.
And how many pounds of tomatoes do you yield per plant on average?
25 pounds per plant for the spring crop, and approximately 9 pounds per plant for the fall crop.
So if you have roughly 25 pounds per 1,800 plants, that's
about 45,000 pounds for that crop.
That's a lot of tomatoes. Yeah. And you sell every bit of that?
Pretty much. We have culls that are cracked and that we give to our employees, but other than that, yes.
They sell tomatoes Tuesday and Friday mornings. To learn more, go to lsuagcenter.com, search Red River Research Station. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.